The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
The official voice of the Peer Governors, DRG Media Group.
Peer Governor Basketball on River 92.7 is brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy's Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Larry Ed Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, and Ferding Electric.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Becky Ponceva State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leidenan Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
Now, Pier Governor Basketball.
The Sonac 16 awaits for the Pier Governors. Is there a possibility they could play it on their home floor for the first time? A win today may help there. DC point standings get a little complicated, but the Governors right now stand in eighth in Double A with their last game of the regular season. And what a roll this team is on. And what drama on Tuesday night. Remington Price's three-pointer with just under 47 seconds to play put the Governors ahead to stay in a 43-40 win over a good Jefferson team in Sioux Falls. Another Sioux Falls team is on the docket to end the regular season today. A team that has had almost nothing but frustration. Team with a great history, but the Roosevelt Roughriders, a new head coach, and only one win this season. But with talented players and Kayla Martinez and Katie Spicer, that's next for the Governors before the postseason. Welcome to the Riggs High Gym for the start of a big afternoon of Peer Governor Basketball on this final day of the regular season. I'm David Burrow, and studio coordinator is Heather Williams, and Jordan Lummer's taking care of the video. Thank you for joining us. We're going to go straight from here after we get done to Sioux Falls, where the Governor boys will end their regular season against Roosevelt. And what a challenge they'll have today with that superb Roosevelt boys team, the defending state champions and unbeaten this year at 18-0. But here first for the Governor girls, now at 9-10 after they were at once 3-9. This season, but what a turnaround and playing, well, just playing good basketball, something you'll hear Kurt Feebout say a whole lot later, but that's what his team has done lately. And remember, at one point when they were 3-9, five of those losses have been by a total of 17 points, including one by seven to what was then and is again the top-ranked team in AA Sioux Falls, Washington. So it's not been very much that it has not been good basketball for the Governor girls this year. It's just now the results are really coming through. This is the Becky Ponsma State Farm pregame show. Becky Ponsma State Farm Insurance. And Pierre and Gregory, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. And they remind you that snow means slow. A lot ahead on our Becky Ponsma State Farm pregame. We're going to dissect as best we can those girls' AAC point standings and tell you what's on the final day of the regular season, at least for most teams. This isn't the last game for Roosevelt. We'll explain that in a minute. And also, we'll keep you updated on what the boys are doing in their semifinal match in wrestling's dual regional tournament on the boys' side. They're taking on Brandon Valley after beating Harrisburg earlier today. And, of course, Brian is there right now with that at the Denny Sanford Premier Center on KGFX. But basketball on the way from the Riggs High Gym. We'll continue our Becky Ponsma State Farm pregame in 3 minutes on the official voice of Peer Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. And that's why the team at Ponsma State Farm Insurance are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. Just another way they're here to help life go right. Call Potsipa State Farm Insurance at 224-4173 today.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Beck Motor Company hopes your holiday season was a healthy and joyful time with your family and friends. As we head into the new year, we wish to thank our customers for their business and friendship. We're proud to serve you, and it's our hope that we can be there for your automotive needs in 2022. Whether it's a new vehicle, maintenance work, detail, or a fender bender, we are here for you. Beck-Motors.com, 605-224-5912.
There's one place to watch Peer Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Peer Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Peer Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Peer Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Hi, everyone. This is Brian Oakland, the voice of the Peer Governors on River 92.7. You know, the men and women at the Hughes County Sheriff's Office know a great team when they see one. Long hours, hard work, determination. The Govs have it, and we're proud to support them. If you want to know more about our 361 team and how you can be a part of it, log on at HughesCounty.org and click on the Sheriff's tab. The Hughes County Sheriff's Office says, Go Govs!
Yes, we are in the Hughes County Sheriff's Department broadcast booth here at the Riggside Gym, Peer Governors, and the Roosevelt Rough Riders in girls basketball. So here's how it stands right now. Peer is number 8 in the seed point standings, 40.316. Sioux Falls Jefferson is done now at 10-10, 40.250. But, again, the possibilities of if Peer wins today, then that would improve Jefferson's seed points, and would it be enough to take on Peer? I'm good at math, but this seed point thing I can't figure all in my head at the same time. So one of the possibilities, still a possibility, that even if the Governors win today, they'd have to go on the road for the SODAC 16 on Friday. But they're not going to worry about that right now. They just want to play well. Sioux Falls, Washington, number 1, then O'Gorman, 2. As it stands right now, Brandon Valley 3, and then the Rapid City School, Stevens 4, and Central 5. Huron is number 6. Of course, the Governors beat them. Sioux Falls Lincoln, the Governors lost to them. They're number 7. Peer 8. Sioux Falls Jefferson right now at 9 with Mitchell 10, Watertown 11. Then it's Harrisburg, Brookings, Spearfish, Yankton, and Roosevelt is in 16th. After today, as we mentioned, they still have one more game to play, and that's hosting Aberdeen Central on Monday, a game that was postponed because of bad weather last week. And right now, the Golden Eagles are 17th, then it's Sturgis and Douglas. So it may come down to that game on Monday night to determine whether Roosevelt makes the postseason with that 16th spot or not. The Governor boys know they're going to be on the road for the postseason is their number 11. The other girls' games today, by the way, and one of them will start same time this one does. That's Yankton at Sturgis. The other's a little later. Washington is out in Rapid City to meet Central. Lincoln is at Stevens and O'Gorman at the Huron Arena today. And again, for the Governor boys, number 11 in the seed point standings, so they know they're going to be on the road on Saturday in the SODAC 16. Again, their opponent later today, Roosevelt, and that game immediately follows this one here on River 92.7. So stay tuned. We have both games for you today. Remember, you may have a schedule that said that there was a 7 o'clock game. No, they've moved that game time up. They're going to tip at 4 o'clock in Sioux Falls, so we'll just go right into that one at the end of this broadcast. Yankton at Sturgis again, same schedule as the girls. Washington at Central, and Lincoln is at Stevens and O'Gorman at Huron. All of those are doubleheaders, and that's what's happening in AA basketball as the regular season nears its end. And coming up on the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame, we begin our Central Dakota Eye Care Keys to Success with the head coach of the Roosevelt Rough Riders, Chris Agin, and we'll visit with him in 3 minutes here on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. So, Stevie, if you get somebody financed on a vehicle and they don't live here and maybe they've never stepped foot in a dealership, how's that work?
Even if you don't live close by or in the Pier area, if we can get you an approval, then we can deliver the vehicle to your house or work. If we can get you approved at the dealership and you don't live close by, then we can deliver the vehicle to your house or work.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pier, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7 378, and be sure to visit gatewayfordtoyota.com.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to dakotastormroofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Reinke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit ReinkeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Reinke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pierre, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden french fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy tastes good. We begin our keys to success at the Riggs High Gym on the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame, brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care. Chris Agin is the head coach of the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Your first year here, you've been a head coach before, and at the season you said, boy, I don't know what we're going to have. Unfortunately, it's just not gone like you had hoped.
Yeah, you know, going into the season with some seniors and, you know, some juniors that have had a little bit of experience, but we didn't have a ton of experience, you know, just having new roles, new opportunities for girls. Yeah, just not quite knowing, you know, how things were going to turn out. But, you know, I give them credit. We've been battling and we've been there. We've just had a couple lapses here and there, which have ultimately come back to hurt us each game.
But here you still have a chance to make the postseason, and it's going to come down, in all likelihood for you, to that game you have to make up with Aberdeen on Monday night. So there still could be a reward for this team.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. So you're saying there's a chance. Yep. But, so, yeah, I mean, It'll be a battle today. I see, you know, Pierre plays a lot like Marshall, Minnesota, who we played on Thursday night over there in Marshall. So, you know, it gave us a little bit of an idea of how that game is going to go. And if we can take care of the basketball, you know, they're going to be an aggressive team. They post up hard. They're going to pressure us all game. You know, like you said, then, you know, win or lose, it's probably still going to come down to that game on Monday when Aberdeen comes down to Sioux Falls.
Now, you talk about the experience, Martinez and Spicer. Really, even though this season's been tough, they've been two very steady players for you.
Oh, absolutely. They're kind of our rock offensively and defensively. You know, they keep us going. It's a couple of our main ball handlers, and they just bring that leadership for us, help keep us calm. And you know, if it wasn't for those two each and every night, you know, who knows where we would be ultimately. Yeah, they're just our rocks that we try to build around. And you know, we'll see what happens.
Coach, nice to meet you. Thank you, and best of luck this afternoon and on Monday night, too.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Coming up on our Keys to Success, it's your Governor's Head Coach Kirk Bebout. Back with him in 30 seconds after this from Central Dakota Eye Care on River 92.7.
The key to success starts with vision. Hi, this is Dr. Nick Marceau of Central Dakota Eye Care. Yearly comprehensive eye exams are key in detecting eye conditions before symptoms appear. Call us today at 224-6128 to schedule an appointment. New patients always welcome. The staff at Central Dakota Eye Care is proud of our area youth and support their high school activities. Best of luck in today's game. Central Dakota Eye Care, 640 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Better vision for a great life.
Central Dakota Eye Care Keys to Success continue now at the Ringside Gym with Head Coach Kirk Bebout of the Pierre Governors. Just playing good basketball. That's what you've wanted from this team. That's what it's been. But boy, to come through, Remy's big shot obviously ended up being the winner. But more than that, it was just the way your team stuck with it in what became a very, very difficult game on Tuesday night.
Oh, I mean, I knew it was going to be difficult. They're super physical and athletic and aggressive. They're just overall a really good team. So here you're going on the road and you're playing a really good Sioux Falls team that has a lot of athleticism and talent all the way around. So, I mean, it was always going to be a battle. And so in those situations, there's going to be ups and downs throughout the game. And I thought our girls, you know, we rode those highs and those lows really well and just found a way to stick together and come out on top at the end of that game. So, you know, big win for them to go on the road and experience a win like that, know that they can do that. I mean, there was times when Jefferson was on some runs and it looked like it was going to be really tough for us, but they just kept playing basketball and hanging in there, and that's what happens when you do that sometimes.
Well, it is part of my job to say, here's what could happen on Friday, so on and so forth. I know you don't care a whit about that. It's just a matter of play today and then see what unfolds the first part of next week and wherever they tell you to go on Friday, or if you get to stay home, that's what you'll do, right?
Yeah, I mean, what else can you do?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. I mean, it doesn't – you can't do anything about that. It really is about playing your best basketball, so that's what we have to be focused on. The whole way that it works out sometimes doesn't – you know, it's just weird. So you just deal with it and can't really get caught up in that. We just want to, you know, play together and keep having fun.
We mentioned the other night briefly, and we'll go to it a little bit more here. It again, doesn't matter what Roosevelt's record is. It's a team, let's be honest, they played a very, very good Marshall, Minnesota team even for the first 9 minutes of that game the other night, and then Marshall did what they did. But we referred to Martinez. Spicer had a good game that night. This is a team with talent. You can't say, hey, they have one win, we can't worry about it. You got to go out and play them.
Yeah, I got to give you credit. You did your homework.
Thank you.
You do a good job. I'm going to have to get some stats from you sometimes. But no, I noticed the same thing. I mean, they played hard. I talked to Marshall's coach, and he said they're super physical and played extremely hard. Martinez girl is as good offensively as it gets. And, you know, the Spicer girl was not playing for a little while. Now she's back in the fold, and she's tough, so if you go down their schedule and you look at their games, they have tough teams where they played 4, 5, 6-point games. I mean, yeah, so the record absolutely means zero. I told the girls that. You know, I wish I could tell you that, hey, you get to have fun. It's going to be, you know, super easy. You're gonna be able to get whatever you want. It's not the case. It just isn't. And, you know, I think our girls have come to figure out, and kind of the mantra with us is, you know, it's going to be the hard road. It is always going to be that way. So, you know, we know it's going to be difficult, and we embrace that challenge. And So today will be no different.
And we've already, I think, mentioned the key to success more than once, just play good basketball.
Yeah, really starts on defense. We got to really bring the energy there and get as many stops as we can. And I think you just got to do that possession after possession, and hopefully over the course of the game that pays off for you.
Thank you again, sir. Good luck this afternoon.
Thank you.
Coming up, it's the starting lineups and the law on the court from the Riggs High Gym. It's the Governors and the Roosevelt Rough Riders. The Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame show continues in 2 minutes on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the team at Fisher Rounds & Associates. Carol Pickering spent 36 years at Riggs High School. She was the first girls' tennis coach, coaching for 10 years and winning four ESD Conference Championships and compiling an 86-18 dual record. But she's most noted for being the school's cheerleading advisor, where her squads won the coveted Spirit of Six Awards 7 times. Carol Pickering, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment has been brought to you by the team at Fisher Rounds & Associates of Pierre.
Back at the Riggs High Gym on this Saturday afternoon to close out this regular season. We're glad to have you with us as the Pierre Governors meet the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Some varsity games running a little bit longer here on the Riggs High Gym for both the JV and C team who were winners. And by the way, the JV team has had a tremendous year as they close it out today. And in fact, there are more JV players listed on the varsity roster now and available. Laney Ranke, the sophomore, and Grace Soma, the junior, the latest to be added to the varsity roster. Governor Basketball, River 92.7. It's brought to you by Overhead Door, by Oahu Federal Credit Union, by Bauman Lumber, TMA, Dairy Queen, First Dakota National Bank, Krueger Contracting, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, Avera Orthopedics, Linz Dakota Mart, Beck Motors, Wegner Auto, Lariat Lanes, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gators, Pizza, Pasta, and Subs, Live Ticket, The Corner Station, and The Crossing and Fisher Rounds and Associates, Insurance and Real Estate. Wrestling, congratulations to the Pierre Governor girls. They are the first girls state wrestling team champion. They outlasted Canton in the individual part of state wrestling, then ended last night in the Denny Sanford Premier Center in Sioux Falls. And congratulations also to Gianna Stanglin, who for the second straight year is the 285-pound individual champion in girls wrestling. By the way, here in the Riggs High Gym, Monday evening at 6 p.m., there's going to be a welcome home celebration for Governor Girls Wrestling. Congratulations to head coach Matt Thorson and his entire team. And girls wrestling just is going to keep getting bigger in South Dakota. But Pierre has set the standard in the first year of the team championship. Governor Boys finishing fifth overall, like Justin Hayden Schaefer, a couple of runner-ups. And today it is the day set aside for the dual state tournaments in classes A and B for the Governors. It started well today with a victory, knocking off Harrisburg in the first round. Today, the Governors move on to the semifinal. Now, that was a 38-23 victory over Harrisburg. But right now, it's not going well against Brandon Valley, and the top-seeded Lynx are leading the Governors 32-6. As that semifinal duel is going on now on 1060 103.1 KGFX with Brian Oakland having the coverage. And after that duel gets done, and unless there's something radical that's going to happen, Brian will leave after that duel and he'll head to Roosevelt High School for Governor Boys basketball against the Rough Riders. And remember, that immediately follows this game here on River 92.7. Still a little bit of time, so now we'll take another break and then come back with the starting lineups. And the law on the court from the Rinkside Gym of the Becky Potts for State Farm pregame, Pierre and Roosevelt and girls basketball to round out the regular season. Back in 3 minutes on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
10 cents off per gallon. That's right. Get 10 cents off per gallon at the corner station in Pierre. Every time you pay with cash or check, you receive 10 cents off the posted price of gas for your vehicle. Save more by going inside the corner station and shopping specials on beverages and snacks. And when you purchase 8 gallons of gas, you earn discounts at car washes, helping you save the corner station just above the train bridge in Pierre.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sonnenschein of Kathy Sonnenschein Properties. We have moved. Visit us at our new office, 301 West Capitol Avenue. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pierre-Fort Pierre area for over 47 years. Our team has extensive training in the real estate field, and it's our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sonnenschein, at 605-224-5588.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
Did you put more on that high-interest credit card this holiday season than you expected? Why not transfer that balance onto an Owyhee Federal Credit Union credit card with a fixed rate of 9.9% APR, no balance transfer fees, and no annual fees? How could you go wrong? Stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre.
People helping people, Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
Lynn's Dakota Mart Sporting Goods in the lower level of the store is the place hunters and fishermen have chosen for years. The knowledgeable staff can help you with hunting and fishing gear, bait, and the latest info. Plus, they carry a full line of name brand clothing and footwear like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. You can grab your grocery items, ice, pastries, and don't forget the Caribou Coffee Station. Head to the one place outdoorsmen have gone for years. The Sporting Goods Department at Lynn's Dakota Mart, conveniently located in downtown Pierre.
Envirotech starting lineup time here at the Rinkside Gym for this final game of the regular season for the Governors, but as we say, not the last game of the regular season for Sioux Falls Roosevelt. One more game hosting Aberdeen Central Monday night. Here's their lineup. 5'7 senior guard Hallie Miller starts for the Rough Riders along with Katie Spicer, 5'7 junior, coming off a 19-point game in their loss at Marshall, Minnesota on Thursday, a 20-point loss. Kayla Martinez, the potential to be a big scorer, the 5'7 senior, the backcourt along with Kaylee Schmidt, the 5'9 senior, and on the post 5'10 senior Aubrey Baker for head coach Chris Agan and assistants Gretchen Johnson and Greg Anderson, Chris Agan's first year as head coach of Roosevelt. The Pier Envirotech starting lineup in 30 seconds after this from Envirotech here on River 92.7.
Envirotech and Pier is seeking a route driver with or without CDL certification. Training will be provided, earn a $7,500 sign-on bonus, $17 to $19 an hour or depending on experience. Full benefits after 60 days. Envirotech has been servicing the area for 30 years and are looking for someone to join their team. If you are energetic, self-directed, and looking for a great long-term place to be, call Envirotech at 224-4804 today or go to wasteconnections.com, employment tab to apply. Envirotech has you covered.
Lineup for the Governors is the same as it's been for a while. 5'6" junior Remington Price, the shooting guard. Laney Stevens, the 5'5" senior, runs the point, along with the 5'7" sophomore Ryan Berry. She does run the point most of the time, and how she has improved as this sophomore season for her has gone along. Same thing for Reese Terwilliger, the 5'11" post player, the sophomore, and 5'10" junior Avery Kaiser for head coach Kirk Beebout and assistants Nicole Roth, Jeff Schleckaway, and Charisse Blanchette. Those are the Envirotech starting lineups. Now time to tell you about the law on the court. That's brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. And we'll introduce today's officials when we return to the Riggs High Gym in 30 seconds on River 92.7.
You've received a call or text message indicating there's a problem with your cell phone, your taxes, your Medicare benefits, or your utilities, and the only way to get it cleared up is to either put funds on a gift card or send cash. All of these are scams designed to obtain your hard-earned funds. Contact the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 1-800-300-1986. Another red flag is the call or text comes in after work hours or on the weekend. Don't become a victim. Let Consumer Protection do some checking for you before you send any funds.
The officials for this afternoon's game, watching the teams as they go through their last couple of minutes of warm-ups, are Jeremy Michelson, Lee Johnson, and Kyle Kurth. The Law on the Court brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Roosevelt leads the series between these schools 5-3. In Sioux Falls last year, the Rough Riders held off the Governors 48-45. Here's last win was 3 years ago in Sioux Falls, 59-52, beating the Rough Riders. It's been a long time, over 9 years, since the Governors beat Roosevelt here. That was 65-48 on December 15 of 2012. Here in their home white uniforms today, emerald green letters and numbers in the emerald green trim, here in block print above the number on the front and the number on the back. Sioux Falls, Roosevelt. Maroon and gold are their school colors. The base of the uniform is maroon, white numerals, and letters in gold trim. Block print number on the back. Riders above the block print number on the front with gold and white piping. It's been the 16-17 season. In fact, that was the last time the Governors made state, the last time they had a 10-win season. That's what they're trying to do today. Winners of six of their last seven, they want to keep the good thing going. They don't care where they'll be on Friday night. They know they'll have a chance to make the state tournament, whether it's here or whether it's on the road. They'll just let that all shake out this weekend and the first part of next week. And I think they'd play in a parking lot in Sisseton at 3 in the morning at this point. Doesn't matter. The way they're playing right now, they're confident they can play well and win. And that is the Becky Possible State Farm pregame. We're at the Riggs High Gym as the Pier Governor girls meet the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. If you drink, don't drive. And with our pregame done, we'll take another break and return to you in 3 minutes and get it started for this final game of the regular season for the Governor girls against Roosevelt. More for you in 3 minutes on River 92.7.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm appeared since 1881.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pierre. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pierre Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pierre. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Alley on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pierre.
ComTech has your technology solution. Check out their showroom in Pierre, located conveniently behind Walmart, and see what you have been missing. There's a large selection of TVs, sound systems, and smart speakers, PCs, desktops, and tablets, home and business security and telecommunication systems. ComTech is your all-in-one solution for any technology needs. They wish the Pierre Governors best of luck at ComTech. Come see what you have been missing.
The Riverside Gym, just about ready.
Lexi Vilches.
For this final game of the regular season for the Pierre Governor girls. Next for them is the Sodak 16 after today. That is Friday night. Of course, we'll have it here on River 92.7. And it's still to be determined against whom and where. And that will finally all be determined. And again, remember, the regular season is extended into Monday because this Roosevelt team must host Aberdeen Central on Monday night. What's going to be a vital game. That was a game that was postponed the early part of this week because of the snow and the really terrible cold. That first bit of snow hit the northern part of the state of Aberdeen relatively hard, but it was just so doggone cold as you pulled snow. And again, Roosevelt is in 16th right now in the seed point standings, and Aberdeen Central is at number 17. So that game will mean something on Monday night. But the Governors know they will play after today, and they, again, whether it's on this floor or not, they don't care. They know they'll be playing again. Let's update the boys wrestling dual tournament semifinal, and it is all Brandon Valley. They're leading Pierre 35-16, so it's looking like the Governors will not repeat as the A dual state champions. As Brandon Valley got off to a 29-0 lead in that duel after the Governors earlier today in the first round had beaten Harrisburg 38-23. They're still going to wrestle for third place, but our coverage on KGFX will end with this duel, and Brian will make his way over to Roosevelt High for the action you'll hear here on River 92.7. With the Governors and Roosevelt ending the boys' regular season. But here we're ready. Hallie Miller, Katie Spicer, Kayla Martinez, Kaylee Schmidt, and Aubrey Baker on the floor for Roosevelt. For Pierre, it's Remington Price, Laney Stevens, Ryan Berry, Reese Terwilliger, and Avery Kaiser. Watch it. the River 92.7 page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Pierre in white, Roosevelt in maroon. Pierre will shoot at the bucket to your right in this first half. Ball in the air, tipped by Kaiser. Almost too far for Barry, but Ryan's able to run it down. And the Governors have the first possession of today's game. Price on right wing, up top for Ryan Barry. Miller out there to guard her. It's to Kaiser, right lane line, just drives on Spicer and draws a foul on Katie.
Kaiser called by number 12, Katie Spicer. Avery will step to the
one of their main scorers, of course, and that's the first foul. For the first 9 minutes of that game in Marshall, as the first free throw is good for Avery, 1-0 Pierre. For the first 9 minutes of the game Thursday, Roosevelt played even with that excellent Marshall team, who again is a 20-win team. But then after that, started to go sour on the Rough Riders, and Marshall took control, won by 20. The second one misses, and the rebound is by Aubrey Baker, and Roosevelt has their first possession. Martinez up top to Spicer. Martinez again, left wing. She uses a screen by Baker, brings it to Spicer. One-hand runner in the lane off the glass from 13 feet. And Avery Kaiser has her first rebound today. Barry on the right wing, past Miller, near the baseline. Emily Lingle, by the way, is starting today, we should say. The senior, she, and instead of to Williger, and of course this is a gesture for Emily, one of the two seniors on this team, a bounce pass intended for Lingle, didn't make it, and Aubrey Baker picked it up. Emily, of course, has been battling problems with that knee all year long, has a big brace on it, appeared briefly in one game, so she'll be in here for a few minutes, and then I'm sure Reese Terwilliger will be in the lineup. But a nod to Emily Lingle today, and Kayla Martinez scores the first two for Roosevelt, and a banker down the right lane line from 13, and Roosevelt's on top 2-1, 6:33 in the first quarter. Lingle up top, left wing for Remington Price, starts to drive, shoots over Spicer and banks it in on the left side for about 14 feet. 3-2 Pierre on Remy's first two of the day. 15 the other night, with the last three being the most important. Miller, right wing from 18, rim the basket, but Spicer not blocked out, and she's able to rebound and follow it in on the right block. And Roosevelt leads again at 4-3. 6-1 in the first quarter. Now the ball is lost out of bounds. A pass from Barry couldn't be handled by Remington Price. And Pierre turns it over for the second time. And Emily Lingle, after starting this game, comes out. And Reese Terwilliger is into the lineup. So Katie Spicer starts it for Roosevelt. The Rough Riders with a 4-3 lead. Double team forces a steal. 3-on-2 if they hurry. Yes, it's down floor from Barry to Kaiser for a layup. Double team pressure forced that steal. The first turnover on Roosevelt. Pierre leads again 5-4. 5:40, first quarter. Martinez to Spicer on the right side. Open for a three that's short. Long rebound is run down by Katie Spicer. And a three on the left side. This is by Martinez, but it's missing. But a long rebound here by Miller. That'll happen on those threes. And now Roosevelt throws the ball away. It's taken in by Ryan Barry. Hands it to Terwilliger. And for Barry, now for Price. Down the right lane line, she's fouled. Hacked hard by Baker. Aubrey's first. Roosevelt's second team foul. And Price will go to the line. 35-16 is the Brandon Valley lead over Pierre now in that semifinal in the dual tournament in Sioux Falls. Brian has the coverage on KGFX. First one by Remy Price here is good to give Pierre a 6-4 lead with 5:10 left in the first quarter. Brian will head to Roosevelt. Boys basketball action right after we get finished here on River 92.7. Remy hit them both. 7-4 Pierre, longest lead either team has had so far. 5:07 first quarter. Good job to break the press. Martinez left foul line extended, but the jumper misses. And Reese Terwilliger rebounds for Pierre. A pass for Kaiser was behind her, and the ball lost, picked up by Roosevelt. They want to run, and a little bit of a hesitation. Pivot foot brought up before a dribble was taken by Kaylee Schmidt, and that's traveling, and that's Roosevelt's third turnover. Only two shots from the floor for Pierce so far. They're 2-for-2, the 3 out of 4 at the line. Roosevelt's 2-of-6. 7-4 Pierre, 4:44 in the first. Perry guarded by Miller. Stops a right-hand dribble, hands it to Stevens on the right wing. Laney, up top again for Ryan Berry. On the right post to the fellow sophomore Terwilliger. In a double team, shoots over it, misses. Berry is in there for a hustling rebound for a price three that's off the back rim. And Martinez rebounds. And that is just how Ryan Berry has been playing, especially lately. Here is a jumper by Katie Spicer that falls and cuts the Pier lead to 7-6. Spicer with 4:04 in the first quarter. Berry down the right alley. Cut off well by Miller in the right corner. Ryan lost the ball. It's picked up by Aubrey Baker. Pier's fourth turnover, and Roosevelt has a chance to regain the lead here. Miller in the right wing to Schmidt, who finds Baker, who drives down the right block and draws a foul on Avery Kaiser, her first. That's the first foul, in fact, on the Governors today. And Baker, with that good move toward the post, will be rewarded with a couple of free throws here. She'll try to tie the game first. She's good. It went off the front rim, then rolled over and in. Lennox Dupree comes in for the Governors, replacing Laney Stevens, the freshman Dupree, and Abigail Schult, S-C-H-U-L-D-T, is coming to the game for Roosevelt. Tie game at 7. Baker will try to put the Rough Riders back in the lead with 3:45 in the first. It's good. 8-7 Roosevelt. That's the fifth lead change so far. Dupree for Pier. Working against Spicer. Switches hands on the dribble. Twilliger sets a screen. That allows Kaiser to handle it between the rings. Left wing to Price. Moves to left follow and a bounce pass and a lay in by Kaiser. That's such a good play and it works very often for Pier. 5 for Kaiser, 9-8 Pier at 3:21 in the first. Schult handed to Spicer, up top to Martinez for Roosevelt. Pass nearly too far, it is too far for Baker. Taken in by Reese Terwilliger to Berry. Down floor, left the layup short. Good defense too by Martinez. And in fact, it's Martinez who grabs the rebound for Roosevelt. Spicer for Miller, now to the right corner, a three, Kaiser blocked the shot of Schult that is picked up by Martinez, she tries a three and that misses, and Miller with a rebound. A lot of these long rebounds are going to Roosevelt. Schult with a drive on the left baseline, that rimmed out, Baker a follow, thrown over the rim, rebounded by Kaiser. So four chances for Roosevelt, and none of them went in. Dupree on the right wing. Still 9-8 Pier. 2:30 in the first quarter. Kaiser to Price. Left wing for Ryan Berry. Guarded by Miller. Lob for Kaiser. Left lane line. Left the layup short. Schult with a rebound. And Roosevelt has the rebounding advantage so far all the way to the right block on a drive. And a foul is called on Pier. As Abigail Schult will have free throws after being fouled by Reese Terwilliger, her first and the Governor's second. Schult is wearing a big protector on her right knee. The first free throw is good, and it's a tie game at 9 as Sydney Tedrow comes into the Pier lineup for the first time, the junior. And Brooklyn Cole is into the game for the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Cole is a freshman. And she's listed at 5'4", and Schult will have one more to try to put Roosevelt back in front. She's good. 10-9 Roosevelt, 2:12 first quarter. Seventh lead change already. Roosevelt not playing like a one-win team so far. Berry into the lane, lost the ball, but Tedrow is there to save it. To Price, scooping the lane, scores. Well, a little bit of a break, but Pierre will take it. And good hustle by Tedrow to pick up that loose ball on the floor. 6 for Remy, 11-10 Pier, 1:50 in the first quarter, a seesaw first, that's the 8th lead change. Martinez, right corner for Cole, K-O-L-L, handed to Martinez, top of the right wing, in the lane, a runner is off the back of the rim. And Lennox Dupree, who's had her share of rebounds at that guard spot, has another one for the Govs. Dupree hands it to Berry, 1:25 in the first quarter. To Terwilliger, right wing, it's Dupree now. Lennox hands it to Sid Tedrow, left wing for Price, down to 15 on the shot clock, and 1:15 in the quarter. to Williger between the wings. Another hand for Lennox Dupree. 7 on the shot clock now. Left wing Price. Baseline drive. Pass Miller. Didn't fall. Just a little bit short. Good D there, too. And Kaylee Schmidt has the rebound for Roosevelt, who looks again to take the lead. Schultz on left wing. 11-10 Pierre. Under a minute left in the first. Down to 49 seconds. And in a double team, Baker, nice job to work her way through it and draw a foul. Sydney Tedros first. Free throws coming here. And sports marketing partners who help bring you Governor Basketball, River 92.7, include the South Dakota National Guard, Wagner Auto, American Bank and Trust, Pierre Dental Clinic, and the Pierre Area Chamber of Commerce. First free throw is good. Kaylee Schmidt back in. Sports marketing partners also include Stolken Pinkerson, Lingle Waltai and Jones LLP, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Midco, First Dakota National Bank, and Iceberg Funeral Home. Ryan Berry out, and Laney Stevens is back in the Pierre lineup. Game's tied for the third time, and it's at 11. 49 seconds, first quarter. Both free throws are good for Aubrey Baker. And Roosevelt's back in front, 12 to 11, 43 seconds, first quarter. And now as Pierre handles it, Roosevelt's called for a reach-in foul. Brooklyn Cole with her first and team foul number 3. Avery Kaiser, after a little bit of rest, back in for the Governors, replacing Reese Terwilliger. Stevens, with 42 seconds in the quarter, inbound. 7 more seconds on the game clock than on the shot clock. Price right wing up top for Sid Tedrow. Sydney right lane line drive, kind of leaned in and let Baker bump into her, and that's her second foul. Little trick there by Sid, just kind of stuck that leg out and hoped Baker would nudge her, and she did, and it's going to gain Sydney a couple of free throws, the first of which is good. 12 all, the fourth tie of this first quarter. If Sydney scores here, it would be the 10th lead change. It's on the way, and it's on the board. 13-12, Pierre. 32 seconds left, first quarter. Three-quarter court pressure by Pierre. It's lobbed to Schmidt, still not in the front court. To Cole, now she does cross the timeline with 23 seconds. Cole, right-hand dribble. Right wing to Hallie Miller. 15 seconds in the quarter. Miller guarded by Dupree. Left wing for Schultz. Near the corner for Cole, comes to the lane, went off the leg of Kaiser, 7 seconds, it's picked up by Miller. Out front to Schultz, 4 seconds and 3, 2, and 1, and Miller with a right foul line jumper that's missing at the end of the first quarter of play. And through one on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard of the Riggs High Gym, it's Pier 13, Roosevelt 12. That budget plan, go with that at Gales Gas Service, and you can stay warm all winter. Second quarter in 1 minute on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza. Ready to try something new and tasty? Pop on out and try Gator's new Eastern Indian Curry Chicken Pasta or Pizza. An aromatic bouquet of an amazing flavorful sauce, accompanied with our gourmet garlic chicken, Parmesan cream sauce, then topped with fire-roasted peppers and onions, and then grated Parmesan cheese. Spice level is super low on this item. Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, or delivery through DoorDash.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza, pasta, subs.
Here, Governors are not going to repeat as dual champions in the boys, beaten by Brandon Valley in the semifinal duel 38-22 in Sioux Falls. They'll still wrestle for third place. Meanwhile, Bryan will make his way for boys basketball. Roosevelt turns it over at the start of the second quarter. Lennox Dupree made the steal, and then she's fouled. That's the fifth Roosevelt turnover in this first half. And then the foul came on Mallory Nelson, who just entered the game for Roosevelt. Reese Terwilliger is in for Sydney Tedrow. Let's set Piers 5. They lead 13-12 just underway in the second quarter. Lennox Dupree with Remington Price, Avery Kaiser, Ryan Berry, and Reese Terwilliger. Kaiser hands it to Barry. Entry pass knocked away, but Dupree picks it up. 13-footer, right wing, Lennox hit it. The freshman has her first two. Pier matches their longest lead at three, 15-12, 7:35, first half. Abigail Schultz, Katie Spicer, Mallory Nelson. Now, before we can do that, another steal taken away by Kaiser for a layup. 17-12. Pierre wants to open up now. They've got to do a 5-point lead. Let's try again. Here's a foul on Pierre. Schultz, Miller, Martinez, Nelson, and Schmidt are the five on the floor. Four. Roosevelt, the foul is on Lennox Dupree, her first and the governor's fourth. It's into Katie Spicer, 7-10 in the first half. Pierce 17-12. They scored the last six, leading Roosevelt. Governor's last game of the regular season. Boys action still ahead from Sioux Falls here on KGFX, or on the FM, on River 92.7. Ah, worn my way out on that one. Pierce, Price not a pass out of bounds. See, if I say KGFX, I'm technically correct because it's KGFX FM. Yeah, I know. Martinez up front. Right wing for Spicer. It's been a long week, folks. Spicer in the lane. Oh, good drop step and a drive and scores. Katie Spicer up to six. That is a sweet move. 17-14, Pierre, breaking the six-point governor run. 6:43 in the first half of the Riggs High Gym. Thank you for joining us for a full afternoon of basketball. It is Kaiser. Down low to Price with a layup. Oh, another one missed. Governors have missed a few bunnies. Nelson rebounds, but they're still 6 of 12 shooting. Here is a three that missed everything short by Spicer. She thought she was fouled. Price has the rebound. It's a Williger drive. She is fouled by Spicer, and that's two. Team foul number six. So Spicer has two, and Baker has two, and Terwilliger's at the line for two. And the first is a good. And Miller comes in for Spicer. Holly Miller back here. Governor basketball on, where are we? River 92.7, brought to you by Reiki Gray Wealth Management. The Brittany Shufflebine Agency, Ferding Electric, and Dakota Storm Roofing. Both free throws good. For Reese Terwilliger, her first two of the day. And Pier has that 5-point lead back, 19-14. 6:13 in the first half. Kayla Martinez. Kurt Bebout said she's capable of big games anytime. Let me correct myself. 38-28 was the final in that duel. 38-28. But Brandon Valley does win it and moves on to the championship round. Pierre will wrestle for third in the Class A dual tournament. Schultz with nine on the shot clock. Drive in the lane. That's missing. Rebound tipped to Reese Terwilliger by Price. And down the floor comes Dupree. Fast break layup. Transition game works for the Governors. The freshman has her second bucket. Back to a 7-point Pierre lead at 21-14. 5:35 left first half. Martinez took an extra step and committed an offensive foul. She made a violation of some sort. No, she didn't. She made the basket. She took an extra step, but she has the bucket. She's fouled by Ryan Barry, and it's 21-16. Maybe the extra step came because of the foul. Maybe that's what they're saying. Anyway, Martinez completes the 3-point play. And the peer lead is now 4, 21-17. That's 5 for Martinez. 5:28 in the first half. Dupree on the left wing for Avery Kaiser. Handed to Barry near the corner, guarded by Miller. Skipping on the right wing to Dupree. Shouldered out the guard, her. Now she steps inside the arc and hits from 17. And Lennox Dupree feels it in this second quarter. She has three buckets. She's up to 6. And that's the peer lead. 23-17, 5:05 and a half. Schultz trying a wild pass, but it went off a governor, and it's out of bounds. Cole back in. Abigail Schultz out. Roosevelt will inbound. They're in maroon. Shooting at the bucket to your left as you're watching to the River 92.7 page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Cole up top, left wing to Hallie Miller. Price in her face. Steps just inside the arc, misses a jumper on the left wing. Rebound. Tip came to Nelson, too far under the bucket, but she's bailed out with a foul. By Reese Terwilliger, that's her second. So two shots here for Mallory Nelson to try to cut into this 6-point Pierre lane. She hit the first, and Centendro comes in for Terwilliger. Reese with a couple of fouls. One more for Mallory Nelson. Good, and Roosevelt's 9 of 9 at the foul line. 23-19 Pierre, 4:53 in the first half. Helping to offset their 5 of 18 field goal shooting. Pierre 8 of 14, that's 57%. Dupree for Kaiser, for Barry, down low for Dupree, and had it blocked. Great play there by Mallory Nelson, who's contributed well in the few minutes she's been in. And the rebound was by Miller. Pass for a left baseline jumper. Oh, tough break. It rimmed out on Schmidt. Tedrow, the rebound for Pierre, who leads 23-19 with 4:19 left in the first half. Price trying to drive a Martinez. Tedrow with a screen to the lane is Remy. 14, drew a foul, missed the shot, but Remy will go to the line for two. Well, we figured it might be a physical game, and so far it has been, and that's Brooklyn Cole's second. That's 17 fouls, but Price has two shots. It's the way that Roosevelt's game, first one's good. The way the Roosevelt's game was at Marshall on Thursday night, a very physical game. By design, I'm sure, to help keep Roosevelt stay close for a while, as they did with that excellent Marshall team. They're both good for Remy. She has 8. And Pierce, 9 of 10 at the line. 25-19 Pierre, 4:10 first half. Pass knocked away, Dupree. Took it away from Miller. Drill for a layup. Lennox Dupree is having a big second quarter with 8. 27-19. There's Pierce's longest lead at 8. 3:55 in the first half. Martinez guarded by Barry. Handed for Cole. Brooklyn on the right wing for Miller on the angle outside the arc. Price guards her. Bounce right of the lane for Nelson, but she is fouled by Avery Kaiser, and that's 2 on Avery. So Kaiser has 2, and Terwilliger has 2, and that's team foul number 7 to put Roosevelt in the bonus. Price out and Stevens in for Pierre. So again, Pierre hoping that foul trouble doesn't become an issue, but Kaiser and Terwilliger both have 2. Nelson, front end of the 1-1 here. First miss at the line for Roosevelt today after 9 makes. And Sidney Tendro with a rebound. 27-19 Pierre, 3:33 first half. Hesitation by Dupree, working on Cole. Up top to Ryan Barry. Open, 3, off the back rim. It was a good look, just didn't go down. Kaylee Schmidt with a rebound for Roosevelt. Pass to Miller. On the right wing to Cole. Missed everything with a 3. Tedrow has another rebound. She's picked up 3 rebounds in just a few minutes of play in this second quarter. Down floor to Stevens. Right lane line. Drives. Layup. Rolls around and goes in. Stevens first 2. Transition again by Pierre. And Roosevelt head coach Chris Agin wants a 30-second Coca-Cola timeout. 3:01 left first half. The Pierre lead now 10 over Roosevelt. 29-19, back in 30 to the Riggside Gym on River 92.7.
Lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now's the time to refinance your vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%, plus no payments for 90 days. Meet the new friendly faces and great customer service at Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. North Garfield Avenue at the Northridge Plaza, complete with a convenient drive-through lane too. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Roosevelt will inbound. Pierre has opened this up to a 10-point lead after there were 10 lead changes and 4 ties early on. Well, now Pierre starting to pull away and still shooting well at 56%. Roosevelt only 25% on 5 of 20. Cole into the front court. Barred by Dupree. What a second quarter Lennox has had with, of course, her Uncle Terry here. He saw his alma mater play a good game last night in Fort Pierce, Cheyenne, Dubuque, beating Stanley County and boys played in the regular season. Left of the lane, it's Nelson, turns around, and hooks, scores, and Mallory Nelson has 4 points and has picked up a couple of rebounds and drawn a foul in this second quarter. 29-21 Pierre, 2:28 in the half. Dupree driving to the rim again, but this one's off the back rim. Kayla Martinez rebounds in the transition game here for Roosevelt as Martinez to the rim. Missing Maya Shorter, who's in the game, battles for the rebound. and it ends up in a dual possession, and the arrow is pointing to Pierre. Shorter, who has seen more varsity time as the season has gone along. Of course, part of that, as we mentioned, that JV team that has had such a great year, Shorter, the junior. You can imagine she will be important for this team next year, and still could be at the end of this season. Tedrow on the right wing to Lennox Dupree with 2 minutes left in the half. Three by the freshman. Yes! Lennox Dupree has an 11-point second quarter, and Pierre's lead is 11. 32-21, 1:50 in the half. Well, she's had a couple of games like this, Lennox Dupree, and she's having one in this quarter today. Cole nearly dropped the ball. Schmidt is there to help her out. Entry pass, Kayla Martinez not making it. Stolen away, it's Ryan Berry. Down floor to Shorter in the lane. Drives off glass, counter with a foul. Maya Shorter has her first two, and Pierce lead is 13. Mallory Nelson with her second foul. Now Cole out and Spicer in, but the Governor lead is now 13 of 34 to 21. 1:31 in the first half. Shorter. Free throw. She is good. Big bucket there by Maya. 35-21 Pierre at 125 in the half. 22-9. They've outscored Roosevelt in the second quarter. Martinez, a straightaway three is good. Kayla Martinez now up to 8. And now she steals the inbounds pass. It's 35-24 for Pierre. Roosevelt with it back. First turnover of the second quarter. Another three left wing this time, but this one missed by Martinez. Trying to grab that rebound and finally doing so is Berry. Couldn't have the handle on it for a moment. Down floor in transition, but trying for another layup. Shorter had it blocked from behind by Martinez and the rebound by Spicer. Right wing with a three. This one's good. It's by Kaylee Schmidt. First three for Kaylee, and it's under 10 now. 35, it's a two actually, 35-26. That was on the line. A two-point shot, 35-26, Pierre with 30 seconds left in the half. Six more in the game clock, then on the shot clock. Dupree on right wing, 25 seconds on the game clock. Shorter between the rings. Left wing Stevens, three on the way. This one's off the rim. Kayla Martinez rebounds, and Roosevelt doesn't want to run here. They want to take it down for the last shot of the half. They're within nine. 9 seconds, 8 and 7. Schmidt trying to drive. Bounce to Miller. 8 feet right of the lane. She's good at the end of the first half. Pierce leading. They did lead by as many as 14. But Roosevelt had the last 7 of the half. And they're still being competitive. Not putting on a bad performance at all, really. But Pierce in front as they look for win number 10. We're at the half. On the Gales Gas Service scoreboard at the Riggside Gym, it's Pierre 35, Roosevelt 28, Gales Gas Service. Get that automatic payment plan. Make sure you never miss a payment. That way, you get to stay warm with Gales Gas Service. Coming up, it's our Leiden & Associates Ameriprise Financial Halftime Report. Look at the numbers in the first half. Tell you about other action, if there is any going on. And update you on the Governor Duel Wrestling 2. Back with that in 3 minutes from the Rigs High Gym on the official voice of Pierre Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. I'm Rick Doctor, a financial advisor with Leiden & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. I remain true to the vision of always putting clients first. I am ready to help you get where you want to be. Office is located in Northridge Plaza, Pierce, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Peer has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Peer is a new company under new ownership in Peer. Apply today at Aventura Peer, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Aventura Peer is an equal opportunity employer.
smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pier is thrifty, local, and convenient. Do your grocery shopping upstairs. Spacious aisles filled with savings. Shop sporting goods in the lower level. Apparel and footwear for the entire family with brand names like Columbia, Outdoor Research and Adidas. Hunting and fishing gear, bait and equipment and guns. Stop by Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pier, your hometown neighborhood market. May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier, since 1881.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pier. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pier, or call 223-9762.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
Tight game early. Pier opened up as much as a 14-point lead in the second quarter. Roosevelt with the last seven of the half, and they've cut that Governor lead to 7. 35-28 here at the Riggside Gym on the Lyden & Associates Ameriprise Financial Halftime Report. Lennox Dupree with 11 to lead the Governors, and all of those came in a big second quarter. She had 11 of the Governors' 22 second quarter points. Remington Price with 8 in the first half. Avery Kaiser scored 7. 3 for Maya Shorter on an old-fashioned three-point play on a fast break bucket with a foul, and a good play there by Maya. Sydney Tedra with 2. Reese Terwilliger held to 2 in the first half. She drew a couple of fouls, so did Kaiser, but nobody got the 3. Kayla Martinez, the leading scorer for Roosevelt, led them in the first half with 8. She hit a 3. Katie Spicer had 6. Kaylee Schmidt, Aubrey Baker with 4, Mallory Nelson off the bench with 4, and 2 for Abigail Schultz. Pier shot well in the first half, 52%, 12 of 23, 1 of 4 on threes, 10 of 11 at the foul line, and that has been good for the Governors a lot of this season. Roosevelt, 35% on 9 of 26, 1 of 7 on threes, but they were 9 of 10 at the foul line. Rebounding advantage for Roosevelt by a margin of 18 to 12. And that's how it stands at the half, with Pier leading Roosevelt 35-28. Pier just 5 turnovers in the first half. Roosevelt with a 10 lead changes, 4 ties. Those all happened in the first quarter. One other girls game in AA is underway, and that is Sturgis at home leading Yankton by a score of 14-11. At the end of one quarter of play, but it looks like Sturgis is going to be on the outside looking in as they are 18th in the seed point standings. Maybe a win could help them today. And boys, AA, don't forget later, right after we get done, the Governors at top-ranked Sioux Falls Roosevelt to follow us on River 92.7. So let's look at some girls Class B playoff action. Second round in 2B today. Harriet Selby area in Selby is leading Miller at the half. That score is 26-19. Dustin Storchum has that game on 100.7 KMLO. And also in that same region, Sully Butte in Oneida is leading Highmore Herald at halftime, 33-27. Good one there. Darren Boyle has that game on 94.5, 100.5 KPLO. Later in Class A, in the second round in 6A, Mobridge Pollock will take on Winner. That'll be on Star 99 beginning at 5:30. And boys playoff action begins on Tuesday. We'll have Stanley County for you on KGFX. And, of course, action also on KPLO and KMLO and also Star 99 with Mobridge Pollock and the possibility of maybe some action here on River 92.7. Just keep checking the website of your favorite station page. Well, that's our Lightning Associate Ameriprise Financial Halftime Report at the half of the Riggside Gym. Pier 35, Roosevelt 28. A two-minute break, then we come back with the second half on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team of Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pier. In 1982, Pier won the program's first girls' state basketball championship. The title game of the Huron Arena matched one of the state's most established programs, Yankton, against the up-and-coming Governors. The team split their regular season meetings, but on December 12, 1982, Pier won the game that mattered, 43-37, for the Class A title. 82 Governor Girls Basketball, the champions and one of Pier's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pier.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino in Pier features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's UNTAPPD app. And learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino. A relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pier.
It's a new year and a new you. Whether you're looking to finance a new vehicle or refinance your current one, Oahe Federal Credit Union has the best rates in town. With rates starting at 2.25% APR, there's no reason not to check us out. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier and see what the ladies at Oahe Federal Credit Union can do for you.
People helping people.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sunshine of Kathy Sunshine Properties. We have moved. Visit us at our new office, 301 West Capitol Avenue. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pier-Fort Pier area for over 47 years. Our team has extensive training in the real estate field, and it's our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sunshine, at 605-224-5588.
Second half of the Riggside Gym. Pier Governors leading the Roosevelt Rough Riders 35-28 in this final game of the regular season for Pier. Remember, again, Roosevelt still has one more game to play at home Monday night against Aberdeen Central. It may determine whether they make the SODAC 16. Dual wrestling. The dual tournament today in Class A and boys at the Denny Sanford Premier Center. Pier won the first round match, a duel over Harrisburg 38-23, but then lost to Brandon Valley 38-28, so the Governors will wrestle for third against Watertown. And don't forget, here on River 92.7, right after we're done, we'll head to Sioux Falls for Governor boys basketball against Roosevelt. And here we go with the second half. Roosevelt with the ball. With their starting five of Miller, Spicer, Martinez, Schmidt, Baker. It's Katie Spicer on the left wing for Kayla Martinez. Up top again for Spicer. 7-point Pier lead, 35-28, but Roosevelt ended the half on a 7-0 run. Bounce pass in the middle of the lane. Williger trying to take it away. Ends up in a dual possession. That'll be as good as a steal because the arrow is pointing to Pier. So Roosevelt doing well in that first possession until the last pass. Berry into the front court. Ryan Berry out there with Laney Stevens. And a travel here. Avery Kaiser, Reese Terwilliger, and Remington Price. So there's four of the starting five. Emily Lingle was given the chance to start today in case this is the last game for the Governors on their home floor this season. Again, I can't do all those computations. Here's a three left wing. Martinez, look out. She headed. She's up to 11, and we have a 4-point game. That is 10 in a row. Drive on the left block. Avery Kaiser had it stripped away, but a foul two on Kaylee Schmidt of Roosevelt, her first. 35-31 Pierre. After it was 35-21, but Kaiser will try to put the Governors back on the board here with two free throws, and she hit the first, and Pierre is 11 of 12 at the line. Roosevelt, 9 of 10 at the line today. 36-31 Pierre, 7:04 third quarter. Another for Aves. Too long. Hallie Miller rebounds. Down floor to Martinez, left wing. Pass deflected. Oh, still came for a turnaround hook on the way, and it's good by Baker. Six for Baker. It is a three-point Pierre lead. 36-33. 6:48 in the third. 12-2 run by Roosevelt. Price lobbing in the circle for Kaiser. Drives down the right lane line and scores on a nice scoop. Lovely play by Avery. She's up to 10. Dupree leading the Governors with 11. 38-33. Pierce, 6:25 in the third. Roosevelt basketball. Schmidt sets a screen for Spicer. Now it's handed to Schmidt. Right corner. Bounce in the lane. Good bounce pass from Miller to Martinez. A layup. That's the play that Pierre does a lot. And Martinez is up to 13. 38-35. Pierre's leading this plucky Roosevelt team by three. 6:05 in the third quarter. I figured they'd play this hard today. Still trying to make the Sodak 16. They're 16th right now. Down low from Barry to Terwilliger. Pump fake, drive, scores on the right block. Reese's first field goal today. She has four. 40-35 Pierre in front of Roosevelt with 5:44 third quarter. Miller down the right alley. Working on Remington Price. Hand it to Katie Spicer into the lane. Drop step, foul. Good job with that drop step. Or did she just lose it? They call travel. They call travel. I never saw an official make a signal, but they call the travel. Okay. Turnover number 10 on Roosevelt. Looked like a good move to me, but they didn't ask me. Right corner, Kaiser for Pierre, who leads 5. 5:20 in the third. Kaiser with a drive. Drew another foul, boy, and Avery. That, and you know, she can shoot outside shots. We know that. Schmidt's foul is her second, but that's the best part of Avery's game. She is not afraid ever to take a hack when she drives to the blocks like that again. First free throw rims out for Avery. She'll have one more. 40-35 Pierre. The Governors once led by 14, but they're in a battle with this Roosevelt team. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. One more for Kaiser. Swish. 11 for Avery. She and Lennox Dupree both with 11. 41-35 Pierre. 5:15 in the third. Ball went off the leg of Barry, but right back to Terwilliger. Another Roosevelt turnover. They're 11. Barry walked. Barry was looking for somebody open, but lifted that pivot foot just enough to be noticed. Seventh turnover on Pierre. Governor Basketball on River 92.7 brought to you by BankWest, by May Adam Law Firm, and by Aventara. Kayla Martinez, right wing for Schmidt, now to Spicer, using a Schmidt screen. Stevens stole it right away. Larceny by Laney, down the floor. Had it blocked out of her hand, out of bounds. Good play there, and they both smile. Stevens told her so, said nice job. They'll stay with Pierre. Good sportsmanship, but Laney's a good kid. And a goat tire. And a very good one. Perry on left wing. Up top to Laney Stevens. Right wing for Price. Remy with a drive. Bounce up. That never made it to Stevens as Katie Spicer intercepted it. Comes down floor on the right wing. 4.5 in the third. A 6-point Pierre lead. But in the lane, a scoop here by Baker is off the rim and glass. But Pierre touched it last and it's out of bounds. Roosevelt will keep it. With 4:23 left in the third quarter, and by no means is anything decided here. Into the lane, it is left short by Spicer. And the rebound for Avery Kaiser. You're 41, Roosevelt 35. 9 and 10 Pier, 1 and 17 Roosevelt, falling to the floor. Is Barry was able to somehow keep possession, and head coach Kirk Bebot, I think just in time, called a full Coca-Cola timeout, so will we. 4:10 in the third, Pier 41, Roosevelt 35, back to the Riggs High Gym in 1 minute on River 92.7.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Pier has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Pier is a new company under new ownership in Pier. Apply today at Aventura Pier, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Aventura Pier is an equal opportunity employer.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pier. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Alley on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pier.
Hero inbound. I think Kirk Bebout called that timeout just in time before there would have been a traveling violation. Lennox Dupree, who had that big second quarter, 11 points in that quarter, is back into the game. Takes the pass here. Cut off on a left baseline drive. Now a double dribble is called. And Roosevelt will have it back. Still only down 6, 41-35. Pier leads midway through the third quarter. Chris Hagan, you heard him say in our pregame, his team has kept showing a lot of fight. They've had a couple of close losses. Been a difficult year with only one win. Oh, good bounce pass from Schmidt to Baker, and Aubrey laid it in. It's back to a four-point Pier lead, 41-37. 3:40 in the third. They don't play these games on paper, folks. Barry up top, just a Williger on a high post between the rings. The Kaiser at the foul line, down the right lane line with a drive and miss. Martinez the rebound. Here comes Roosevelt again. Spicer. Left wing outside the arc. On the other side, Martinez. She thought about that long three for a moment. Instead, stopped and handed to Spicer again. Still 18 to shoot for Roosevelt. Handed to Martinez. 15 seconds on the shot clock on the left side. Martinez backs it out with Barry following her. 10 to shoot as the bounce came to Schmidt. Left corner, Spicer. A three is off the right rim and rebounded by Kaiser. And then Avery's fouled. The foul's on Baker, and that's her third. But I really do commend Roosevelt for the way they're playing offensively, making Pier having to work defensively. Baker out, Mallory Nelson back in. And Roosevelt will press here. 2:55 in the third. 41-37, Pier, lead pass. Price catches up with it in the front court. Remy back to Lennox Dupree. Back to Price. Right wing at an angle. Stops in the foul line. Left wing Barry. Left corner Dupree. 2:45 in the third. A screen and a three, and it's short. It's rebounded by Nelson. And again, Roosevelt can come even closer here. Down four, 2:30 in the third. Miller, left baseline drive, right pass to Williger. Althick made her change her shot. She missed it. Kaiser with a rebound. Right wing of Price, three is off the rim and then hit the support. So that makes it out of bounds to Roosevelt. Governors are still at 48% shooting on 14 of 29. One of six on threes. They haven't tried many threes today. Pass knocked down. Taken away. Dupree with a steal. Turnaround 13-footer in the lane. Misses, but she gained her own rebound. Handed it to Ryan Barry. Her drive on the right clock. She draws a foul. Anticipation there. Steal in the inbound. Spicer with her third foul. Barry's first free throw. Good. First point of the day for Ryan. 42-37 Pier. Sports marketing partners help bring you Governor basketball include Morrow Law Office, and Pitts Design Build. The second free throw is also good for Barry. 43-37. Left wing Martinez, three for Roosevelt's off the mark. Reese Terwilliger rebounds. Martinez leading the Rough Riders with 13. Handed to Barry on Avery Kaiser's call for a walk. And has that look on her face like, huh? What? Sports marketing partners also include Comtech, Anderson Rumpsteadental, Dental, Capital City Campus, and Kathy Sun and Shine Properties. 148 in the third, Pier 43, Roosevelt 37. Still a game here at the Riggs High Gym. Left wing 18-footers off the back rim. By Schmidt and rebounded by Terwilliger for Pier. Governors, Barry whips it inside, left baseline, driving Kaiser, left-handed layup's good. 13 for Avery, leads the Governors, 45-37 for Pier, 120 in the third quarter. Roosevelt with Martinez on the left wing for Spicer. Miller, left wing at an angle, Price follows her, 112 in the third quarter. Spicer, right side, room made for her, missed the running jumper right of the lane. Another rebound, Avery Kaiser. Lead was 4, now it's 8. Pier trying to pull away again. Pass down low, Dupree, open. And hit the layup, a good feed. Great look by Ryan Barry. And the lead is 10 for Pier, 47-37. 47 seconds left in the third. 13 for Lennox Dupree. She and Kaiser both with 13. Martinez, 3 on the left side, short. Who's there for the rebound? Yep, it's Lennox Dupree. And the freshman, one of the better offensive games she has played in a while. Hands it here to Ryan Barry. Right block to Williger. Foul. Little bump from behind by Mallory Nelson. Her third. Team foul number 5. Sports marketing partners who help bring you Governor basketball and River 92.7 include All Around Graphics, Olinger Law Firm, Delta Dental, and Red Rosa Italian Grill. Great. Now I'm hungry. Dupree inbounded on the right wing to Price. Drives, big hole, and an open path to the bucket for a right block layup. And Price is in double figures with 10. And it's a 12-point lead suddenly for Pier. 8 in a row, 49-37 over Roosevelt. Pass is knocked away. Spicer's pass intercepted by Kaiser. Down floor, 2 seconds. What a layup by Terwilliger at the end of the third quarter. And just like that, Pier has matched their longest lead of the day at 14 after 3 on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. Pier looking for win number 10 leads Roosevelt 51-37. Back in 1 minute with the fourth quarter on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza. Ready to try something new and tasty? Pop on out and try Gator's new Eastern Indian Curry Chicken Pasta or Pizza. An aromatic bouquet of an amazing flavorful sauce, accompanied with our gourmet garlic chicken, Parmesan cream sauce, then topped with fire-roasted peppers and onions, and then grated Parmesan cheese. Spice level is super low on this item. Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, or delivery through DoorDash.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza Pasta.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pier. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pier Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
Run at the end of the third quarter by Pier after Roosevelt had a 12-2 run earlier, and Pier's back to their longest lead at 14-51-37, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX-FM, Pier, the official voice of the Pier Governors. Drive sober or get pulled over. Katie Spicer for Roosevelt, who's in a hole again as this fourth quarter starts. Down 14. Martinez, runner in the lane. Outside the lane, she hit it. 15 for Kayla Martinez, leads Roosevelt. Still 7:40 to play. It's 51-39 Pier, but they don't want to let Martinez get going. Drive, left baseline. Lay in, Lainey Stevens. Good quick move by Lainey to the hoop. 53-39, Pier up by 14 again. They'll gladly trade buckets now. 40 seconds gone in the fourth quarter. Spicer left wing to Hallie Miller. Free throw line jumpers missing. Terwilliger rebounds. And the Governors playing solidly offensively. 54% shooting. Moise Christopherson, by the way, in the game to give Remington Price a little bit of a break. It's to Dupree and out front to Terwilliger. A minute gone in the fourth quarter. Right wing, it's Laney Stevens. Stops, hands it to Kaiser. Down low for a drive by Terwilliger on the right block. And Reese has another layup. She has eight. And now it's a 16-point lead for Pier. 55-39, 6:43 to play. As Roosevelt is in a hole again. Foul as Elise Christopherson reached in on Hallie Miller. Christopherson's first. That's the first team foul of the second half on Pier. Aubrey Baker's in. Abigail Schultz is in for Roosevelt. Who needs one more big run to stay tight, but they're down 16 now on the left baseline. Spicer out to Schultz. Left foul line extended. 14-footer is good. Abigail Schultz with her second bucket. She has four. 55-41 Pier. Pressure broken with a long pass. Dupree's in the front court. Handed to Kaiser. Schultz trying to take it away. Kaiser, right wing to Williger. Back to Kaiser at the foul line. Stops, makes a pass that's intercepted by Katie Spicer. Down the floor is Schultz for a layup on the transition. Schultz with a couple of buckets in short order. 55-43 for Pier. Don't go anywhere. 5:55 left. Stevens on the left wing, took the pass from Kaiser, drove on the left block and counted with a foul. Laney Stevens working again down low. Abigail Schultz with her first foul. It's 57-43 Pier. Kaiser out, Christopherson out. Remy Price is back in, Sydney Tedrow's back in. And Laney Stevens is at the line to try to complete the three-point play, and she did. Now Ryan Berry comes in for her. Back to a 15-point Pier lead, 58-43. Remember, boys action coming up right after we get done. The Governors at the defending state champions, Roosevelt, to end their regular season. They're at 9-10 going into that one after their Tuesday home loss here to a pretty good Jefferson Cavalier team. Miller. Bounce. On the right side for Baker. Up top for Schultz. A couple of buckets lately. Now she wants a three, but this one's short, and it's rebounded by Price. She walks it into the front court. Still 5:17 left. So whether go to Dupree on the right side. Lennox for Tedrow. Back on the left wing for Price. Open for a moment. Remy hasn't hit a three yet. Governors have made only one, but here they are with a 15-point lead. Kirk Bebout said it. They just need to play good basketball, and they're doing it again today. Nine on the shot clock. Terwilliger to Price on the right wing. Again, didn't take that three. Down to six to shoot, and she's bumped by Abigail Schultz on the right baseline. Schultz's second foul. That's team foul number seven to put Pier into the bonus for the rest of this one. And you know what that usually means when Remy Price is at the line, and she's 4-for-4 today. And the Governors are 15 of 18. Ten points for Remy, the first of the front end of the 1-1 here. He is good. 59-43 Pier with 4:51 remaining, and Price hits a second. And it's 60-43 for the Governors, and this is among their better scoring games this season, too. Spicer up top. Scored in the 60s, of course, in that excellent win against Huron. Left wing of Spicer. Three good. Katie Spicer hasn't had a good open look in a while, and she took advantage of that one. She now has nine. 60-46 for Pier. Down to 4:27 remaining. Again, the Sonac 16 is Friday night for the Governor girls. It'll be on River 92.7. The boys' Sonac 16 is next Saturday. Pass was behind Terwilliger, who wasn't looking for it. And Hallie Miller took it in for Roosevelt. And now Dupree with yet another steal. Took it away from Spicer. And a drive to the hole. Good with a foul. Cindy Tedrow took the feed from Dupree. The transition game works, and Tedrow has her second bucket.
and draws the third foul on Abby Schultz. 62-46 Pier, and Tedrow has four off the bench today, and she hit a couple of free throws earlier, and she hit that one. 63-46 for Pier. 17-point lead for the Governors. Well, it was against Huron. They scored 55, but it was Brookings. That's the game I'm thinking of, where the Governors had 66. Martinez with a drive to the right block. Took off from the foul line. Just about. Scores and counted with a foul. That's 17 for Martinez. 63-48 for Pierre. Barry's foul is her second. Avery Kaiser's back in for Sid Tedrow. Martinez looks for her 18th point at the foul line. She hit it. 63-49 for Pierre. 3:43 left. It's still a matter of being patient. Make the passes right for Pierre now. Seemingly in control, but still basketball to be played here before the Sodak 16. Price, left of the lane, had it blocked by Aubrey Baker. And Martinez rebounds. Straight away three for Spicers off the front rim. Good look. Kaiser has the rebound. Good day rebounding for Avery. Then the pass is too far and out of bounds. And it'll go to Roosevelt.
Checking for the Governors, number four, Lady Stevens.
Price, another little bit of a rest as Lainey Stevens comes in. Roosevelt with it and will set their five here. Katie Spicer with Kayla Martinez, Hallie Miller, Abby Schultz, and Aubrey Baker. Martinez, oh, Dupree, got a hand on that, out of bounds, knocked it into the student section. It'll stay with Roosevelt, but Lennox Dupree again with that hand in that passing lane. 3:05 left, 63 for Pierre, 49 for Roosevelt. The visiting Rough Riders with the ball, down 14. Baker for Martinez with a Baker screen on the right wing. To the right of the lane, pass rolled to Baker, left wing to Miller, 10 on the shot clock. Schultz, baseline drive left, left the floater short, gained her own board, got fouled. She'll have two shots. Lennox Dupree committed that foul. That's her second. Schultz has six off of Chris Agin's bench. Remember, this team, again, host Aberdeen Central. Free throw short on Monday night. Price back in for Stevens. And it's probably going to come down to that game to determine which of those two teams makes the Sodak 16. Starting the day, Roosevelt 16th in the seed point standings and Aberdeen Central 17. One more for Abby Schulten. She's good for her 7th point. 63-50 Pierce, still 2:40 left, so Kirk Bebout says, ladies, just go about your business here. It's not over yet. Price to Kaiser. Pass for Dupree in the left corner. What a second quarter she had. 11 of her 13 in that second quarter. To Weathergar in a high post, hands it back to Dupree. 2:22 to play. Down to 12 on the shot clock. Bounce to Kaiser, right elbow. To Price on the right baseline. Bounce. Nope. Deflected by Roosevelt. Going for To Weathergar. It'll stay with Pierre. They'll have six on the shot clock as they inbound with 2:16 remaining. It'll be Dupree to do so. By the way, we can tell you also Stanley County with their first round 6A boys game against Crow Creek Tuesday. That is a 5:40 airtime on KGFX. Here's a runner left of the lane that's put in by Remington Price. And Price now has 14. And it is 65-50 for Pierce. So they're 1 point away from their season high. Left baseline drive is missing here by Spicer, and Terwilliger comes out of the pack with a rebound. 66 in that win over Brookings was the season high for the Governor girls. They're at 65 right now, a minute 40 left. Stay tuned for our Family Dental up here in Gettysburg postgame. A travel here by Kaiser. We'll have a Hermanson endodontics big play. Cowboy Country Store's player of the game. Hopefully a visit with Kirk Bebout. We're going to send it. Well, it's only about 3:12. We don't have to send it all that quickly to Sioux Falls. That's where Brian will be at Roosevelt High School for the Governors and the Rough Riders in boys basketball. That follows us here on River 92.7. Remy Price had to come out, was lobbying to get back in, but I don't know, might have had a little cut, I'm not sure, but anyway, she had to come out for a moment, and she's on the bench. 1:28 left as Baker hands it to Martinez. For Schultz, bouncing on the right side to Katie Spicer. Ken Roosevelt just working on their offense. Schultz with a three that is missing, and Stevens has the rebound. And it's a point just to make sure they keep running their offense right, because they have one very important game left. Now Pierre throws it out of bounds for their 15th turnover with 1:10 remaining. So Monday night, they'll host Aberdeen Central. Roosevelt will Pierre next place Friday night in the Sodak 16 here on River 92.7. But it may be Monday night before we definitely know what that will be. Here is a drive on the right baseline. Smalley, or Spicer it is, with a floater, and Katie scores. She's up to 11. 65-52 Pierre, and breaking the pressure. It is down low from Stevens to Terwilliger, and Reese has another banker in the blocks and becomes the fourth double-figure scorer for the Governors with 10. 37 seconds left. Foul away from the ball. 67-52 Pierce. So that now is their season high in points. Ryan Berry with her third foul. Only the fourth team foul. So back in play with 36.9 left. Kayla Martinez backs up, tries a three, missed everything, out of bounds to Pierce. Chuck walks off. Now the Governors can dribble out the last 29 seconds, and for the first time in five seasons, the Pierre Governor girls are going to be a 10-win team. They're going to finish the regular season at 10-10, and with 7 wins in their last 8. We'll go back again to what Kirk Bebout said in our pregame. Just play good basketball. You can call it at least that. This team is playing very well right now. And next, they'll try to play well and make the state tournament. 5 seconds left as Stevens just dribbles. The time runs out. Put it in the record book, baby. The Pierre Governors end the regular season on a great run. Finish at 10-10. 7 wins in their last 8. Now look ahead to the postseason. And again, they don't care where they'll be on Friday night. They just want to play good basketball one more time and make it to the AA state tournament. They will if they win on Friday. Our final score this afternoon at the Rick's High Gym on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. The Pierre Governors 67, the Roosevelt Rough Riders 52. Gales Gas Service, that budget plan can make sure that you save a few coins and stay warm all winter long. Stay tuned for our Family Dental up here in Gettysburg postgame, including our Hermanson Endodontics big play. Also, our Cowboy Country Stores player of the game, a visit with head coach Kirk Bebout. And then eventually we will send you to Sioux Falls for Governor Boys basketball against Roosevelt. But we'll start our Family Dental up here in Gettysburg postgame here in 3 minutes on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
The team at Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients too. Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Happy New Year from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pierre. New Year with new deals. Get 4 free oil changes with your 4-tire purchase, a $200 value. $15 off Duramax diesel fuel filters. Only $35 for a hand wash and vacuum. Enjoy $15 off a light detail. See all our specials at Beck-Motors.com. Call us at 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pierre.
Every day,
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Governors knew they had to play solidly today in this last game of the regular season, and they certainly did against a Sioux Falls Roosevelt team that's still trying to make some improvement. It's been a very difficult year for them, yet they still have a chance to be in the postseason with a home game against Aberdeen Central on Monday night. But today, the Governors, after seeing Roosevelt have a couple of runs, get back to within 4 points at one point after a lot of lead changes in the first quarter. Well, Peer shot well through the whole game. They win it by a score of 67-52 over Roosevelt. And this is our Family Dental of Peer and Gettysburg postgame show at the Riggs High Gym. Four double-figure scores for the Governors today. Remington Price had 14. Lennox Dupree with 13. 11 of those came in that big second quarter for her. 13 points for Avery Kaiser. And 10 for Reese Terwilliger, 6 rebounds for Terwilliger, and 7 for Kaiser. Dupree's made 3 was the only one the Governors had today. Lainey Stevens with 7, Sydney Tentro at 5, Maya Shorter with 3, and 2 for Ryan Berry. For Roosevelt, good game again for Kayla Martinez as she scored 18. Katie Spicer had 11, 6 rebounds also for Martinez. Aubrey Baker with 8, Abby Schultz with 7, Kaylee Schmidt had 4, Mallory Nelson had 4 for Roosevelt. Peer today shot 59%. In fact, they were 6 of 7 in the fourth quarter. 24-41 from the floor for the game. And again, the plan was didn't have to shoot 3 today's, only threes. They only shot 6 of them. They made 1, but they weren't needed, really. Roosevelt 37% on 19 of 51. 3 of 16 on threes. Peer again great at the line, 18 of 21. So was Roosevelt, 11 of 13. Rebounding advantage to Peer, 26-25. 16 turnovers on Peer, 15 on Roosevelt. A lot of points off the Governor bench, 21. Of course, Dupree accounting for a lot of that. 11 for Roosevelt. 10 lead changes and 4 ties, and they all came in the first quarter. Peer had the lead at the end of 1-13-12. 35-28 was their lead at the half after a 22-point second quarter. And 51-37 Peer at the end of 3. And they win it by a score of 67-52 to end this regular season at 500 at 10-10. Now a chance not only to be over 500 but to make the state tournament as they'll play in the SODAC 16. Again, they don't care where. I'm sure you don't, Kirk. On Friday night, head coach Kirk Bebot said you could play in a parking lot at Sisseton at 3 in the morning right now. The way this team's playing, they'll play anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been one game at a time. I know it's say it like every single time that we talk, but that's really what it's been, and today was no different. Roosevelt's a very dangerous team, and, you know, I just thought start by giving Roosevelt a shout-out. They must be doing something right over there because their kids are playing hard and they're not giving up. And so shout out to coach and what he's doing at Roosevelt. He got put in a tough situation with, you know, a lot of girls leaving to go. So I think from what I see, he's doing an awesome job. So that's first off. And then our girls, heard you mention 10-10. That's one heck of a road to 10-10. So it might not seem like a big deal to be 500, but when you think about where we came from and the girls program for basketball hasn't finished the season 500 for about, I think it's 7 years, mm-hmm. if I'm correct. So, like, 10-10, I mean, 500 isn't, like, you don't usually throw parties for that, but we feel pretty good about it.
And, again, I'll make the point, and it's easy to see that this gets lost, but, again, I go to the point that 5 of those losses were by 17 points. So, again, it's water under the bridge and any old cliche you want, but at the same time,
in the majority of the games, your team has really done what you've asked them to do, and just patient today. I made the point you didn't shoot many three-pointers. Was that the plan today, only shooting six threes?
I don't think we necessarily say this is, you know, we're going to shoot threes today, we're not going to shoot threes today. I think it's whatever they give us, and we had some advantages by a new, you know, we could get to the basket, and we have the advantage in the post with Ave and Reese. So, I mean, that's the girls coming together and understanding and just playing together and not caring, you know. So we're not, they made those decisions, you know. It wasn't, we were forcing them to do those things. They were making the right decisions, and that's exactly what we want. So, and I mean, you mentioned with the, you know, we can't water under the bridge, things that happened before, yeah. But, you know, that's what I told them in the locker room after the game. I'm just really proud of them because they've been doing everything that's been asked of them. I mean, they have not for one second stopped, you know, stopped believing in each other and in themselves and what we could do as a team, even when probably a lot of people did. So, I mean, that's the coolest thing that, you know, that I see in them. That's what's made it really fun, and, you know, proud of them for that. You look, you know, like, you know, the last time I'll mention this because you're right, it doesn't really matter other than we're playing good basketball, and that's our goal. I mean, other than that, it really doesn't matter. But, you know, if you look at, like, plus-minus score differential, our girls are up there in the top six or seven. And, yeah, you look at some of those losses, they're tough. But you learn from those things. And, you know, young team playing a lot of young girls. And, you know, maybe if we don't go through some of that stuff, maybe this isn't how we're playing right now. You know, like, maybe we don't learn some lessons and we don't realize how hard it is and the type of mentality you have to have. So if they don't, you know, maybe you sneak out one against Aberdeen and you sneak one out against Mitchell, or you get one here or there and all of a sudden you think you're better than you actually are and you don't have to do certain things. So even though those times were tough, the girls did the right thing and they learned from it and they used it moving forward.
Everybody, and another thing you have said a lot is that, you know, people don't care if someone gets a lot of points. You have four double-figure scorers today. You have Lennox with a big quarter. Reese able to do, you said you had the advantage in the post. Avery, too. And Remington Price being Remington, but I was looking at Emily Lingle when she was on the court, and great move to give her the start today. And Lainey Stevens can sneak inside sometimes, and she did a couple of times today. When she finds a path of the bucket, she is a quick one.
Yeah, we do. You know, a lot of times we start practice with what we call ball spins, and it's just catch, rip, and go. And she's always my demonstrator because she does it really well. So she can rip one dribble, get to the basket, high finish. So, yeah, she can definitely do that. That's part of her game. So they're going to close out hard on her. Then she can also get to the basket, and she showed that today.
A team that, and also, and you had said this last year about your team of last year and how well they presented themselves, and this team does too. But the same thing, you know, they just look, and not that it ever wasn't this way when times were a little bit tougher, but they just, and you say this too, they look like they are enjoying playing the game, and let's face it, sometimes that's a lot of it, isn't it?
No, it really is. Yeah. I mean, you're going on your third month right now, so you know, everyone's a little bit tired. I mean, it's every day after school, it's on top of everything else you got in your life. It's, you know, honestly, it's a lot of pressure and stress on these kids too, you know, to perform, and they feel that. So, I mean, it drags. I mean, it doesn't, like, this year has not dragged at all. That's what I'm saying. But, I mean, it can be a grind. Yeah. I mean, it just can be. And so this time of year, I think you're right. Those teams that are enjoying playing basketball this time of year the most are the ones that are going to have success.
Again, it will be Friday night. And, again, things still have to be worked out with the games to be played today. As we mentioned, Roosevelt still has their game to play with Aberdeen Central on Monday night. And that's probably going to decide that last spot. But, and as you say, it doesn't matter where it is. You're going to get one of a certain bit of team. I mean, we talked about it before we did our pregame interview. It could be Huron. It could be Jefferson. It could be somebody. It could be Lincoln. Who knows? You had such a tight game with them. But at this point, it doesn't matter who it is or where it is, right?
Well, it's Jefferson. I mean, if we won or lost today, it was going to be Jefferson.
Okay.
So we'll go back to Jefferson, and obviously, right. I mean, obviously that was, I mean, you talk about a battle.
Uh-huh. Like
that was a battle. So, but here's the deal, you know, these girls, I think what they have, they've embraced the hard road. You know, they understand that it takes a lot of work, and you have to go through adversity. And at the end of the day, you know, it's way more than basketball; it's life. So I think, you know, what they've done this season is something that they can take with them. And hopefully we can take that into Friday when we have to go back to Jefferson. You know, that's, it's not going to be any different. It's super, like, it was weird how loud it was in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was. And they, I mean, it was a grind. We had, you know, Avery got thrown to the ground and Lainey hurt her. I mean, like, there was injuries. There was, I mean, it was just a battle. So I don't expect anything different. 8-9 matchup to go to a state tournament. I mean, but we believe we can do it, and you know, we'll be ready to go, and we'll get everything we have, and we'll hold our heads high no matter what happens.
Superb job by your team, not only today, but at this stretch at the end of the regular season, and we wish you the very best. We'll talk to you during the week, I'm sure, but we wish you the very best on Friday night. Thanks for coming.
All right, thanks for all you do.
Thank you, buddy. Kirk Bevout, the head coach of the Pierre Governors, as his team has win number 10 in a victory today over the Roosevelt Rough Riders at the Riggside Gym by a score of 67-52. Still got a lot of our family dental up here in Gettysburg postgame to go, but don't go anywhere, because we're going to head out right after we get done to Roosevelt High School in Sioux Falls, where the Governor boys will take on the Roosevelt Rough Riders. But let's take a three-minute break, then we still have a few more things to do here. 67-52, Pierre beats Roosevelt. Back in 3 minutes on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. Stevie, tell everybody what you can do for him.
As a subprime specialist here at Gateway, I am specializing in credit of all types.
So if somebody has bad credit, you can help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
If they have no credit, can you help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
If they have any money down or not any money down, or maybe just like a little bit of money down, can you still help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7378, and be sure to visit Gateway Ford Toyota.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast. Or by calling 855-697-2592.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weather-tight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Reinke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit ReinkeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member, FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Reinke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
There's one place to watch Pierre Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Pierre Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that this all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pierre Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pierre Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
At the Riggside Gym, 67-52, the Pierre Governors end their regular season with a victory over the Roosevelt Rough Riders and finish at 10-10. Remember, Sodex 16 for the girls Friday night here on River 92.7. But before we leave you here today, just a couple more things to do, and that's tell you about our Hermanson Endodontics big play of the game first, and we'll do that after we hear from the folks at Hermanson Endodontics. Back in 30 seconds to the Riggside Gym on River 92.7.
Quality comes first at Hermanson Endodontics. Dr. Ryan Hermanson serves Central South Dakota with specialty root canal treatment. Hermanson Endodontics strives to provide treatment that is not only comfortable, but also provides the best possible outcome. They do this by effective and timely communication with your dentist and preserving as much of the tooth as possible using state-of-the-art three-dimensional imaging and the dental operating microscope to guide diagnosis and treatment. Ask your dentist if a root canal specialist is right for you. Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre.
Well, in a game where Pierce steadily built the lead, I have to say that the big plays of the game came from the freshman Lennox Dupree with her big second quarter today, 11 of her 13 in that second. She was getting open looks, hit the only three that the Governors made today. The big plays came in that big second quarter from Lennox Dupree, our Hermanson Endodontics big plays of the game. Our Cowboy Country Store's player of the game now. Who will get the T-shirt? Let me ruminate on that, and we'll tell you who in 30 seconds. Then after that, send you the Sioux Falls here on River 92.7.
Anytime is a good time for Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. Fill up your tank and your stomach. Heading to the campground, hunting the fields, fishing the waters, Cowboy Country Stores are ready for you. Feed the family while on the go with delicious food. Breakfast starting at 5 a.m. Fresh baked pastries, coffee, regular and breakfast pizzas, Federal Bird stamps, convenience with a capital C. Cowboy Country Stores and Champs Chicken on Euclid and Harrison in Pierre and in Fort Pierre.
Well, a whole bunch of them can get it today. But I think she deserves this. A senior, and what line you heard Kirk Bebout say, likely they're going to go on the road. But if this is her last game on her home floor, I think the T-shirt's going to go to Lainey Stevens. Lainey, I owe you a T-shirt, but you will get that. For a good effort today, 7 points. And again, she can sneak through and get down on the blocks. And she just runs this team on the wing very well. She'll kind of split with Barry on those point guard duties. But Lainey Stevens is our Cowboy Country Store's player of the game today as the Governors wrap it up, 67-52 again. Sodak 16 is Friday night, and that'll be made official next week. You heard Kirk Bebout say it appears it will be Jefferson, and what a rematch that would be if that's the case. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. Thanks to Athletic Director Brian Mosier here in Pierre. Thanks also to Jordan Lutmer handling the video and to our studio coordinator, Heather Williams. I'm David Burrow. Once again, the final score here at the Riggs High Gym. The Governors take their 7th win in their last 8 in the regular season, defeating the Roosevelt Rough Riders by a score of 67-52.